Well, you've always got to be excited these days when the Warriors get round to preparing for the start of their next game. Top four on the table at the moment, but they have a really, really big hurdle to climb this weekend against the Cronulla Sharks, who on their second half performance last week look like they're going to be pretty damn good. Going to have to do without a player or two, it seems, as well, Logan. So can you confirm the lineup that the Warriors have announced with us?
Yeah, I'm still buzzing from that win on Sunday, Smithy. But yeah, this matchup against the Cronulla Sharks will be interesting. At fullback, Charles Nicol-Klokstad is back as he was last weekend. Ed Cossey, number two. The other winger is, of course, Marcelo Montoya. And your centres, you have Viliami Velia and Adam Pompey. Ronald Volkman is going in at six in the standoff position, taking over from Tamati Martin, who's on an 11-day stand down under the NRL's new concussion policy. Sean Johnson remains as the halfback. That is going to be such a matchup, Smithy, going up against Nicho Hynes. In the forwards, your props, Aiden Fanua-Blake and Bunty Ofoa, your nine, Wade Egan. God, it's going to be great to have him back. Jackson Ford and Marata Niokora in the second row. Tohu Harris has been named in the 13. We'll get onto that more shortly. Interchange, Dylan Walker, Bailey Surinen, Jazz Tavanga, and Tom Ayle. And your 18th man is Josh Curran. Of course, after every teamless Tuesday, the run home team get Justin Morgan, the fence coach, on. And this is what he had to say about those changes.
Talk us through a couple of those changes first. Obviously, Tohu Harris has been named. How is he? How is Timaiti Martin? And great to have Wade Egan back.
Yeah, three big talking points. Tohu is a 50-50. We're expecting him to miss a couple of weeks, but came back from the scans, and because he's 350 years old, they said some
he's
of the
a dinosaur.
Some
he should make our team.
Yeah, that's right. Some of the damage in there was from some old injuries, so he's hopeful. To be fair, he hasn't run yet, so we won't know until later in the week. But because of the way the rules are with naming teams, you can't have somebody outside that's not named and then bring them in late. So he's a chance of playing, but I would only rate it a 50-50 at this stage. Tamati, stand down period 11 days. He was pretty crook after the game. I've never seen anybody spew after singing the team song, but he did on the weekend.
No.
So I think it was from the head knock. So, but he's in really good spirits. You know, he came in yesterday and today, and he seems, you know, pretty good. And he's ticked all the protocols so far. So I think it'll only be the recommended 11-day stand down period, which, as we know, with professional sport these days, it's important to protect the players and their long-term health. So we'll be missing him. But Ronald Volkman comes into the team. He got the man of the match in the cup game on the weekend, had a really strong game. So he's been training really, really well. So we're excited about him partnering Sean Johnson in the halves. So while Tamati is a little bit more experienced than Ronald, I'm sure Ronald's going to really, you know, relish the opportunity to get a crack at first grade again. And Wade Egan, as you mentioned, come back into the side, pushes Freddie back to the bench. He did a good job for us. But Wade, you know, he's been so crafty in and around that number nine role for us, so we'll certainly welcome him back in.
Easy. All right, first of all, Smithy, Kirsty, show some respect for the captain. You guys are the same age. He's not a dinosaur. He's been around a while, but he's not a dinosaur. The question, of course, remains, Smithy, what happens if Tohu is unavailable to play? Because he is 50-50 right now. Walker or Tavanga would be set to start, and they'll share that role. Josh Curran could then come on to the bench to cover the middle and edges. And in terms of captain, who would be the leader? Wade Egan would get that honour, with Dylan Walker looking after things when Wagan is off the field. So that's how things are shaping up for the Warriors. Catch the live commentary, of course, here on SCNZ on Sunday from 5:30 p.m. And make sure you're checking out Running It Straight from 3 p.m. today. Cameron George is going to be on the show.
Perfect. I'll be doing that. Cameron George on the show. Interesting. Might sneak.
I have also, I put in that he needs to put you on the guest list. Don't worry. I'm looking after you.
Good on you. That better come up. That better come up on Running It Straight this afternoon.